Good morning. The first Hamburg Sustainability Conference to seek ways of accelerating the attainment of SDGs and fast-tracking solutions to socio-ecological challenges facing the globe has gone underway in Germany. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, in his keynote, invited world leaders, the academia, the business world, and international organizations to step up the momentum aimed at creating a better and healthier world for all. The Prime Minister Head of Government Chief Dr. Joseph Janguti is representing the President of the Republic at the event, also attended by world leaders. The Chinese hospital ship known as Peace Ark has arrived to Douala yesterday with a strong delegation of 365 personnel on board. The humanitarian mission authorized by the head of state, President Paul Biya, will provide free medical care for several pathologies during a period of 1 week. The Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Ntanganji, pays a working visit to Song Benge, Sanaga Maritime Division of the Littoral Region today to evaluate the level of damage caused by torrential rains. The exercise follows Minister Paul Ntanganji's visit to Fokwe in the West Region, where he supervised the distribution of President Paul Biya's humanitarian assistance to flood victims. Public Works Minister Emmanuel Ngannou-Djoumissi will this afternoon carry out a working visit to the urban section of the National Road No. 10 linking Yaoundé to Abombang in the East Region of the country. The inspection exercise will begin at 2:30 p.m. The Minister of Post and Telecommunications, Minette Libom Lilikeng, will preside over the opening ceremony of the sectoral conference on the impact of statistics on postal telecommunications and ICTs this Tuesday as from 10 a.m. at the Franco Hotel in Yaoundé. Placed under the theme Statistics at the Heart of Cameroon's Digital Transformation, Stakes, Challenges and Prospects aims to strengthen the statistical system of the digital economy in Cameroon. The two-day meeting brings together administrations, institutions in charge of statistics, stakeholders in the post and telecommunications sector, academic institutions and representatives of the civil society. As part of the process of revising the national youth policy initiated by the government, the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, in collaboration with the Cameroon National Youth Council and in continuity of exchanges with youth organizations, will receive young people from the following sectors: health, girls and women empowerment, and leisure, sports, arts, culture and tourism today as from 2 p.m. in the conference room of his ministerial department. You're listening to the news bulletin. Week-long activities in the build-up to the celebration of the 29th World Day of Rural Women will be launched today by the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Professor Marie-Thérèse Abinondwa. The event to unfold at the conference hall of the Central Regional Delegation of Women's Empowerment and the Family will begin at 9 a.m. The Minister of Basic Education, Professor Laurent Serge Etundingwa, will today preside over the official adoption of a multi-sectoral national policy geared at improving inclusive education in Cameroon. The event will unfold as from 9 a.m. at the Mofebe Hotel in Yaoundé. The Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicrafts, Achille Basilikan III, for his part, will be presiding over the 9th Awareness Caravan in Kribi South Region to encourage small and medium-sized enterprises to join approved management centers. The aim is to ensure that companies in the Port of Kribi are properly structured and their migration from the informal sector to a formal economy is guaranteed. In foreign news, Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris has said she would not meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin for peace talks if Ukraine was not also represented. She also reiterated criticism of her rival Donald Trump's policies on Ukraine, describing them as a surrender to the invasion Moscow launched in February 2022. Trump has previously been critical of Washington's massive military and financial aid for Ukraine and insisted that he could quickly reach a peace deal with Putin. In sports, the new technical staff of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon recently and jointly approved by the Minister of Sports and Physical Education and the President of the Cameroon Football Federation, FECAFOOT, will be presented today, coupled with a preparatory meeting ahead of the two confrontations pitting the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon and the Harambee Stars of Kenya this Friday, the 11th of October in Yaoundé and the 14th in Kampala, Uganda. The two events will kickstart as from 8 a.m. In the meantime, Jean-Charles Castellito has been summoned by the head coach of the Indomitable Lions, Mark Brice, to replace injured Olivier Ncham. He is expected to join the other 23 players called up for the 2025 AFCON qualifiers against Kenya. And that was the news bulletin presented by Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening.
Merci Kelly pour donner un complément d'infos à propos de la conférence d'Hambourg sur le développement durable.